When it passes to the front of sun, that is less than 1 o, you will see a reddish ball because the sunlight is coming from behind. As I said earlier, Krulians are positioning the system in the original route, and should accelerate its speed when they receive the order of the galactic community. They brought it from the limits of the Kuiper belt to near the sun. In a few months you will see your second sun. All so far entered into controversy with CB, will witness all the facts and, after reviewing all that has been said, will see how they were duped into making hurried guesses. This deliberate backwardness to the passage of Nibiru system and any interference adopted so far by the CG, is because of the official report of Pleiadians on the high trends of the conflict in the world aimed at the extermination of 80% of ethnicities present, by the elites acting. As you are learning, few variables can greatly change the direction and timing of events. Since we started talking for over a year, much has changed course, variables were changing, decisions were being taken. Many, who felt misled by the facts, might be taken up defensive positions with respect to this information, and even try to discredit them, but everything will come in time, nothing like a day after another to reveal the outcome of events. Try to read everything that has been said from the beginning of our conversations, you will understand the nuances of the facts that lead to change as the development of events. The truth is eventually written right in crooked lines. Video 71, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 71, November 17, 2011. Mythy, there are many evidences of the existence of a new planet as part of the solar system, a dark planet that does not reflect light, very large, and some are calling it Planet Inoka. Do you know anything about it? This fact would be communicated to you on time, or after your entry into the galactic community. The only ones who knew of the existence of this encapsulated planet were your elites who run your observation space probes. It's a big planet, is in a process to stabilize the orbit, currently have a markedly elliptical orbit and travels at high speed. Its orbit was calculated for an angular position and time so precise that bit should influence the routine orbital of the other planets in the system. Do not confuse this 12th planet with the system Nibiru, which is a binary sun to your sun. This planet is about the size of Saturn and is massive. It is fully encapsulated by a special atmosphere, which provides for the planet a great equalizer of conditions of life regardless of the need for regular sunlight. It captures the energy required in its rapid passage next to the sun and remains constant until the next passage. I personally was not there, but I could see by the system. It is a beautiful planet, climate controlled and harmonious, as one day, the Earth certainly will. Well, now I will explain the reason for all this. The colony of Earthlings will go to level 1, but the human process of decontamination, that is, until your society is only with individuals of the same frequency level, will require many decades. For this reason, this planet has been added to your solar system in the last decade by a joint task force of mostly Krulians, Pleiadians and Camelopidalis. It is a planet that was brought from a solar system from the Pleiades constellation, which is a living human colonization of Pleiadians level 5, which will be the elder brother, and will be civilization responsible for the balance of this solar system. They will be responsible for intergalactic transport gateways, for supervising the conduct of both the inside-out as outside-into of the solar system. This civilization is a knowledge base of technological and spiritual advances and will blend naturally with the new civilization of planet Earth. They will be the gateway to all other civilizations that are already in direct contact with them and will be presented to you as new brothers from different parts of the universe. Our caste of Andromeda is also included in this list of friends. Many of them have lived among you for many decades, following your maturity, strengths and weaknesses. They are as human as you, only with much greater capacity for analysis and discernment. They know everything about you. They use a lot of your internet and undoubtedly know that we discussed these conversations through the channel where you meet. The reports and statements made by them at the request of the Community Galactica were imperative for decision-making that led to the measures taken by the board so far. The elimination of the danger of Ulnin and its track. the tectonic pressure relief in several places on the planet, the redirection of large solar emissions, diverting asteroids, etc. Today, the solar system has three inhabited planets, Earth, Mars and what you are calling Aonaka. The presence of that civilization Pleiadians as part of the system will completely inhibit interference of exploratory races, and keeping some breeds non-humanoid under control permanently. Your elites cannot deny much longer the presence of the new planet in your solar system, so soon you will be sure of all this I'm telling you first. Look, I'm just telling you this because I see that you've already discovered by yourself the planet in question. Because otherwise I had no authorization for such disclosure, but also received no request for high confidentiality, so, I spoke and said. Sylvan asks, is it possible that some underground dumb bases have portals that can travel on a planet to another? If yes, is it possible to the elites to escape on the Mars colony? Sylvan, transportation portals can be opened in transfers to specific locations within the solar system. These openings are temporary, that is, and not fixed portals such as installed to the regular transport network. Yes, with technology acquired from the reptilians, some of your governments should have access to temporary portal to Mars eventually. Mordant asks, can you provide a description of the beings on Rigel and Betelgeuse? What is the importance of the planet Mintaka and is the life existing there today? Friend, the binary system of Rigel Gemji and the Betelgeuse Sun in Orion, there are thousands of planets depend on their emissions of heat and light. There are hundreds of types of humanoids and non-humanoid living in the trillions, in those nebulae. It is totally impossible for me to identify a planet by the name given by you without a precise astrological position. Skywriter asks, any alien civilization had a hand in creating books like the Bible or Quran, etc. Or was it created by man? Yes, early drafts of the novel on your solar system and the surrounding stars was made by the ancient races that guided the Sumerians, the Vedas, and many before them. A race of large men, now living in the Pleiades, left several novels focused on local knowledge of the zodiac. This was the beginning of the romanticization of theologians of the time that passed on to other ethnicities, adapting them to their own cultural and philosophical parameters. These original novels have more than 18,000 years, and were being prepending other figurative elements as examples of life to be followed and admired. Of course, there were many insertions, policy and the creation of the concept of heaven and hell, to contain the impetus of the masses and control their tendencies. Video 72, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 72, November 28, 2011. Answers and Considerations. Mythy, there is an old satellite that was dubbed Black Knight, which has sporadically transmitted messages, indicating the source to be the star system Epsilon Bo 8 tilde Pilcrotes in the position it occupied approximately 13,000 years ago. Can you tell us what this object is? Well, this artifact was originally installed in the orbit of your moon after the last armed struggle for control of the solar system for about 13,000 years. It was installed by the consortium that, 2,000 years later, got the official formation of the Galactica Community, which now takes care of this part of the galaxy. When the Community Galactica took over this colony to about 11,000 years ago, it was transferred to the orbit of the Earth above where the base would be built in Antarctica. See, at that time Antarctica had no ice, was covered with temperate forests and large lakes. Your ship called Shuttle has been orbiting alongside the satellite, your astronauts have touched, filmed and examined. But it is impregnable to your current technology. This device sends regular information on the communications captured on the planet. Since the beginning of your colonial civilization sends atmospheric analysis and information about the energy fields of the planet. It is an ancient artifact, installed by a derivation of a civilization of Camelopardalis from Bo 8 tilde Pilcrotes constellation. It is fully functional and works in real time. Mythy, where is Elnin and Nibiru? What should we expect the sequence of events? Friends, Elnin no longer poses any further threat, for all its influence was eliminated by the actions of the Community Galactica. The system Nibiru is en route, with controlled speed. We do not know exactly what will be the decision-making community Galactica, but it seems they are giving rope to your elites for them to hang themselves. Soon you will be watching Nibiru, as your ancestors observed on other occasions, but the data first display depends solely on the date to be determined by the community Galactica. They are waiting for the sequence of events, as directed by Pleiadian's community, which was responsible for the integration of this particular colony and the intergalactic community. The Pleiadians is that will define when the Galactica community should intervene at all. The planet you call Tyshaw Enoch should have been released by your scientific community. But we understand that they do not have the slightest intention of doing so. You are already noticing large increases in instability on the behavior of atmospheric phenomena because the weakening of the geomagnetic field of the planet is impossible to be repaired, is a natural behavior. The closest to the galactic equator, more the field weakens, and this allows a large absorption of solar and cosmic energy causing these changes. The physical poles, that is, the inclination of the axis of rotation of the planet starts its migration to the point of balance caused by the movement of magma that is gaining in temperature by the amount of energy absorbed. This should be intensified in these early months of 2012. The economy of your planet is ruined for the people, for all that is happening is a fiction. Your elites have everything under control. It's like your game called chess with all the moves previously combined where checkmate is to reduce population worldwide. Be prepared to face this theater mounted by your elites. The easiest way for them is to provoke an uprising of the people to be able to control the chaos in the event of global proportions. Your governments have launched an artifact recently en route to the new planet. They want a contact as they found that it is an inhabited planet and extremely technical. A committee of reptilians from Martian colony has tried to schedule a visit leading representatives of your elites to welcome them, but the schedule was refused by the Pleiadians until order is restored and real leaders are recognized. After all, the reptilians are still suspended from any activity involving this humanoid colony. Mithy, why you referred to this new planet as the 12th? Well, for us there are 11 celestial bodies considered planets in your system. They are called by Yuv, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Eris and Haumea. Mithy Jerry asks, in a random video was captured a luminous phenomenon reaching the Sikarajima volcano, you could tell what it is? As I explained earlier, the Arcturians are trying to control large eruptions. This technique to relieve pressure in small doses keeps the volcano under control for some time. This flash seen in this movie, is a discharge of an energy beam fired from a ship with the field of invisibility on, so only the beam is visible, it starts from nothing and ends reaching the volcano. The Arcturians work not only in the undersea environment, they operate in any environment. Mithy, Thomas asks, the statues of Easter Island and its subscribers have never been explained, can you tell us something about it? Thomas, according to records, this island was a base for meetings among advanced races of Atlantis from Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Lemurian, a civilization of an ancient region near the coast of India, which was devastated by tectonic movements there are about 18,000 years ago. These statues were signaled territories and boundaries of stellar positions. Prophets of old pre-Inca civilizations of South America were also taken to these meetings as guests. In each meeting, a new statue was taken by one of the spacecraft and placed at the corresponding location, through anti-gravity techniques. The records that were made in the rocks are ancient references of the participants and guests of these meetings. Mithy, when he can expect some kind of direct assistance from our elder brothers anyway. My brothers, you may not realize but for thousands of years are having this help. When your elites began the final push for the consolidation of its plans will be time to act. This timing is now in the hands of Pleiadians. They have many families living among you and will know when and where they should report the beginning of our intervention. Think this time not as an end but as a new beginning for the human race, totally free of colonial influences. It will be the beginning of the glorification of a new breed of brothers with a lot to do to rearrange the planet. Video 73. Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, a video 73 December 18, 2011. Answers and considerations. Friends, I talked to Mithy sometimes at a distance while I was not available due to chores, but now everything is getting close to normal again. He said to all, some of you are disappointed to be in December, and nothing abnormal has happened grandly. Look, if nothing very violent has happened yet, is because many friends are taking care of the main focuses of imminent dangers. You have to worry about your government, which it will be too painful for all of you. As the friend the robot 35 asked, what actually may happens with humans in 2012, I can say that your governments, which were hampered by the Community Galactica, could not enjoy the natural disasters that were expected on the agenda. This means that they will act ostensibly to pass laws of exception against citizens and exposing themselves to the yoke of direct observers Pleiadians. The volcanic activity cannot be contained in its entirety. Some supervolcanoes are impossible to be controlled even by the Arcturians, therefore be prepared in North America and the Pacific because some areas are already degraded rapidly. Thomas asks, will the dwarf star comes, will it be allowed to do its original destructive work or will it be nothing more than a curiosity for people to observe? In other words, should we be concerned about the dwarf star? Thomas, if you refer to Nibiru system, it must fulfill its course once released from the galactic community. They depend on a final position of the Pleiadians that will define the timing of events. Everything is related to the next steps to be taken by your elites. Our impression is that after the setbacks caused by the elites in his schedule to depopulate the planet, the remaining protected societies can be adequately prepared to overcome the effects of the passage of dwarf star by the solar system. All this will be set from the beginning of the next solar year, as the system moves as a whole by galactic hemisphere and the Earth will change the frequency for the new age of Aquarius. The 2012 winter solstice will be the new beginning to your new society. The friend A. Ectomio asked, do you certainly accept the possibility of intelligent life in the universe, but why would governments keep this a secret? After a couple of millennia of UFO sightings, no one would be all that shocked. I cannot understand why these very same governments would spend many billions of dollars to explore our solar system for the most basic life forms when we have real live aliens working with us. None of this makes any sense. A. Friends, your governments and your religions are the organizations that control your mind, how you should act and how you think. With technological development and communication at the global level, they rapidly lost a large part of this control, and today still seek to create the environment of disinformation need to cover up the lies accumulated in all these past centuries. You can be sure that most of these projects are not what they disclose. If they were, you would know of colonization on Mars long ago. The facade projects are the golden key to the pseudo-success they had in covering up of information to ordinary citizens, and many died for releasing unwanted detail. All this, driven by a desire to maintain power in the hands of a few knowing the truth elite. Friend Aeon Cladicreptu is confused about what is described in the Book of Revelations about the aliens are fallen angels, and he wants to believe in the existence of an omnipotent God to everyone and everything. Friend, see an example. The billions of cells working together has a body and acting, gives it the ability to move and thoughts. The kidney cells are different from the muscle, which in turn has not the ability to intercom power, as neurons, and neither does the resistance of bone cells that maintains the setup. They differ among themselves, as we are of you, but have been put together and only with these differences it can work well. We are all cells that make up what you would call God. We are all cells that make up what you would call God. If we can work well together, the God will be always well facing the universes that he, as a set omnipotent, creates and manages. We all cells, of God, we come together to defend this God of destructive interference, which, as your bacteria and viruses, try to unbalance the immune system to take advantage, while the body withstand the attack. All those who are against the harmony between the cells, have to be considered as invaders not welcome in the system. The function of a theological god is to take care of his creations, and each one of us is responsible for the welfare of neighboring cells to us, because only by doing so our god will be healthy and can enlighten us with peace and development. This book of Revelations was written by humans on earth, in an age where knowledge about the origins was not known and the unknown was disturbing and incomprehensible. The earth was the center of the universe, even they did not know its format. It's amazing that after several thousand years, some still be guided by philosophies and novels as old. Mithy, A.S.E. Mora asks, is it true that when the planet ascends that the earth will be split into two realities? That there will be a 3D earth and a 5D earth and those with more negative energy will stay on the 3D earth? Also, is it possible that when the ascension happens that our consciousness will go to another alternate reality? Seem or not, the earth will move to level 1 of the third dimension. The fourth dimension is present on the planet as another level of quantum energy where only the disembodied are to be received between incarnations. Do not go the levels of reality, only the first level 3D reality. The level of understanding leads beings to the level of reality that they can observe. Even now on your planet are people living in various levels of reality. Do not confuse level of reality to dimensional reality because they are totally different conditions. Mithy, the Vril Society of Nazi Germany had mediums that were in contact with Sumerian planets around the Aldebaran Sun. What can you tell us about those planets and their inhabitants and how did they negatively affect the Vril leaders and ultimately the leaders of Nazi Germany? A culture of Aldebaran had initial contact with a group of people, one of which had a telepathic channel opening very well developed, was a daughter of Pleiadians. Meetings were arranged by the need to defend the Earth humanoid peoples against peoples allied with the reptilians, and that race of humanoids of Aldebaran believed the allegations of contacts, for they had had their differences with reptilians as well. The person responsible for the interpretation of technological innovations was the scientist Victor Schauberger, who had the brain capacity to a level 2. When they found that the story was not told exactly what was happening, they cut the technological help to the Germans, removing the conductive material of zero resistance at room temperature that helped locate in Antarctica. The deposits of this material were again buried under the ice. Thomas has a doubt, A.E. did people ever live on Venus and is there any possibility of life being there now? What can you tell us about the history of Venus and how it connects with us here on Earth? A. Thomas, Venus has not been inhabited. He grouped the solar system at about 3 billion years only, totally incandescent, as a small dwarf star that was captured by the gravity of your sun. He is still in turmoil and volcanic cooling to form a crust that can withstand any possible form of life. It is cooling towards the poles to the equator and its high volcanic activity makes its dense atmosphere of toxic gases. He still stands as the Earth was several billion years. CB asked me about a great spot near the sun revealed by a solar flare where you see the planet Mercury will pass, and I can say it is nothing. Some reflection is caused by the dynamic image colorization by your equipment. Another doubt of Thomas, what our research is showing is that the heart is 100 times stronger electrically than the brain and the heart is 5,000 times stronger than the brain magnetically. Does that mean magnetism is a stronger force than electricity and that is why your means of space travel and energy production are based on magnetism rather than electricity? Thomas, you are referring to a symptom of magnetism. Electricity is nothing more than a practical use of basic magnetism. Electricity does not exist without magnetism. Even in the processes of chemical or frictional generation of electricity, is the magnetism of the intermolecular interaction that generates electricity at the end. You will learn from your development, the magnetic energy has several quantum forms. The magnetism generated with your minerals can attract other minerals, but there are ways to unipower magnetic energy that can act on any subject. A simple example is your gravity, which acts as a magnet attracting any kind of matter. Another example is the levitation of objects, which is a voluntary issue, a kind of directed unipolar magnetic energy, which is opposed to a static magnetic force acting on any matter. These bundles of magnetic energy can carry the quantum energy of the aura of a healthy person to a mental or physical healing of sick people. Expression miracle is attributable to these demonstrations, and a little understood by you yet. Just to explain to those unaware, a unipolar magnetic field is like a magnet with only one pole, north without south or south without the north, is a bundle of magnetic energy that can dynamically change the polarity, making the magnetic energy usable in any condition or situation required. Video 74, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 74, February 20, 2012. Dear friends, the delay in the AA video 74A were due to many mishaps happened with me in these last 2 months. Besides Mithy have been officially asked by the board of the CG, because of the interviews was with us this past year, we were only able to communicate normally pass after receiving the consent of them to continue to communicate extra-official with us. I will to you in this video, some Mithy considerations for the resumption of contacts. Many of you are wondering about the system Nibiru and what is expected for the coming months. Well, we received the communication. The system Nibiru was released in its original route and its approach and will make a final passage from October until December this year. The Krulians installed two more large core control probes in Siberia earlier this month of February. The Pleiadians informed the CG of the imminence of widespread conflict between nations of the planet from next March. The agenda of your government was readjusted to compensate for the direct interference of the CG during the last year, as I have already related to you, regarding the backwardness of the system Nibiru and the artificial control of tectonic and volcanic events. Now with the release of the Nibiru system in its original route, there will be no more ways to artificially control surface tension of the planet TMS crust. Venus, Saturn and Jupiter will suffer many volcanic eruptions and easily observable surface modifications for you. The Sun will present major instabilities from next month as a result of the approximation of its small binary. Be assured that nature will only settle down looking for their new equilibrium point when the frequency of the planet goes completely to the level 1. At the end of December this year, I was advised by the CG not to mention more regional forecasts of events, but all volcanoes located in tectonic regions and geologic faults will become very active as this entry system Nibiru in the solar system. The Antarctic is releasing large ice masses in the ocean soon, due to large volcanic activity that is already happening in that region. The planet's climate will become wilder this year, pouring rain where it rained, and drying many once fertile regions. The possible military conflicts will be a great excuse for the abandonment of those areas affected by cataclysms, and many people will be left to its fate. Beware of false flags. When humans fight humans, only weaken the planet Earth. The more human, of all ethnic groups, can help to cope with adverse situations, cause more weakness to your ruling elites. Diseases of the body can only be fought when the cells are united to rehabilitate from an illness. You are the cells of your planet. To cure diseases caused by your pernicious elites, you will have to unite and not self-destruct. There are some alien underground bases being expanded in various parts of the world in a joint effort of various breeds, to receive part of regional populations of humans, which, according to Pleiadians, are previously defined as targets of abandonment by your elites. Too much noise will be heard but not seen in these regions. Vluxnap 105869.png Vluxnap 105741.png Some of you asked me about lately called beings seen by you as a night walker, sir. Well, these beings are descended from a race of insects, very intelligent and possess a great ability of telekinesis. They keep a few bases of studies here on your planet, usually built on deposits of fresh water. They are friendly and totally harmless to you. Our friend Jerry asks, Mithy, the remote viewers here on Earth know everything about the presence of the CG and the activities of the Space Friends. They have seen a future event that disturbs many people. They predict a meteor impact on the ocean that will displace many people from the coasts. I also had a similar dream during my abnormal childhood. The remote viewers have seen the collapse of the magnetosphere. My question is, Will the CG allow this vision to come to pass, or are the remote viewers seeing phantoms of potential events on the horizon of the fourth dimension? Jerry, what can realize is that sensitive data are designed for different stages of development and self-clean up the planet. In this passage from Earth to level 1, whole environment is sensitized energy, like a flashing neon light to finally turn on and illuminate.